Kate Radio 216, and we're going to talk about the event coming up Saturday, Corey Goodnature Memorial Scholarship event being held at a Greenlee Golf Course, the 15th annual. A lot of things going on and a lot of ways that you can contribute to the scholarship fund as Don Goodnature joins us here on Kate. And Donna, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, Don, before we break down some of the events that are going on this weekend, maybe for somebody that's out there listening online or maybe they're from out of the area, because I know people are familiar with the event, but for those that are not, let's talk about your son, Corey, who lost his life while serving our country. Let's talk about Corey first.
Okay.
So back to, yeah, go ahead, because tell us a story.
Okay. Corey was killed on June 28th, 2005, and it was in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan. And they were on a rescue mission. There was four Navy SEALs on the ground that needed to be extracted, and they needed to get out right away. So they sent a Chinook helicopter with eight Night Stalkers. That's the unit that Corey was in. And then eight Navy SEALs to get these four guys off the ground.
Okay.
And when they were about to land to get these guys, a rocket-propelled grenade was fired from the ground and hit the helicopter, and it crashed. And all 16 aboard were killed. And of the four on the ground, three of those guys were killed. So out of 20 people, there was only one survivor. And the movie Lone Survivor, or the book, it was a bestseller book, and then they made a movie out of it, Lone Survivor, and that was the mission that this accident happened on.
Okay. Yeah, June 28th, 2005, again, thoughts and prayers for many, many years gone out to your family, and, you know, this is such a wonderful event, Don, that you guys put on in memory of Corey, and, you know, we never want to forget about our soldiers who fight for our freedoms every single day for those that were killed in the line of duty. So, again, God bless Corey and your family. And, again, this event I've been to a few times. It's absolutely awesome, and it's a good way to keep his memory going year after year. And I'm assuming, Don, when it comes to golf, we'll start with golf, I'm assuming that's sold out, because that's usually – that's a pretty hot ticket to get your foursome together and do some golfing.
Yep, the golf is pretty much full. There are some unknowns. There's always some foursomes or some groups that sign up the day of the event, and we're expecting two or three of those, and we're basically over full. So
okay.
Yeah, there isn't any golfing spots left.
Now, Don, let's talk about the scholarship part of the Corey Goodnature Memorial Scholarship event. I talk about how that scholarship is given out and how much scholarship, I guess, funds have been given out over the years.
Okay. Well, we give out scholarships to Elberly High School, Alden Conger, and Glenville Emmons, to graduating seniors. And this started out, I'm guessing four or five scholarships total when we first started, and they were $1,000 scholarships.
Okay.
And now we're giving out $3,000 a piece, the scholarships.
Wow.
Here locally. So over the years now, we've given out, with including this year, will be $334,000 that we've given out in scholarships.
That is absolutely awesome. Again, Don Goodnature talking about the Corey Goodnature Memorial Scholarship event coming up this weekend at Greenlee Golf Course. Again, golfing is pretty much full. They'll have registration at 11, opening ceremonies at 12:30, shotgun start at 1. And for those that are not able to golf, or just, you know, are not a golfer, but they still want to be a part of the opening ceremonies, talk about what's going to take place around 12:30.
Yeah, we have the 12:30 is the opening ceremony. We have the honor guard, and they come in and do their thing, and then we raise the flag, and they play taps and a 21-gun salute. And then we announce the recipients of our scholarships. Now, this year, because we didn't have an event last year, we're going to announce last year's scholarship people, and then the recipients from this year. We'll announce them. They come up and give their name and school and parents and all that stuff. And then we've had speakers in the past, and then we try to add a little bit. And there's always something to talk about. And like you said, it's a great day for remembrance and honoring Corey and all the other people that were lost on that mission.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, the event is this Saturday. So opening ceremonies at 12:30, shotgun start for golf at 1 o'clock. And then, Don, let's talk about silent auction going on already at 11 o'clock to start. There's going to be a live auction at 6:30, a meal at 5:30. For those, again, that are not involved in the golfing part, anybody, and we mean anybody, can stop by and be a part of the auctions and also of the meal, pork chop dinner.
Yes, definitely. The opening ceremonies is open to the public, anybody. The live auction, silent auction stuff, the pork chop dinner, all that, you don't have to be playing golf to take part in that. The silent auction stuff is going on. You can sign up for those items all afternoon. That we'll probably draw or pull those sheets at around 6 o'clock or somewhere in that area. And then the live auction will start around 6:30. And you don't, like I said, you don't have to be playing golf to take part in any of this. You can come out anytime in the afternoon and do that.
And when it comes to when it comes to the pork chop dinner for $10, you can just show up. You don't have to reserve a spot.
Right. Yep. Just come in and pay the money and you can eat. And then, like I said, right after we eat, that's usually when we have our live auction. And that's kind of a fun thing. We have a lot of different items. I'll go through a few of the items we have in live auction this year. We have a one-year adult membership to Greenlee, one-year adult membership to Wedgwood, 70-inch LG ultra-high-definition flat-screen TV. We've got three Viking helmets signed, one of them signed by Kirk Cousins, one by Harrison Smith, and one by Eric Hendricks. We also have three sets of two Vikings tickets. It's the Vikings Green Bay game November 21st, which are Viking tickets are kind of hard to come by.
And
two of these sets are in club level. It's I think it's some pretty nice seats. I don't know for sure, but we've looked on the diagrams of the stadium, and these are 30, 40 yard line seats, and it's a pretty nice place to sit. We've got a framed 1/60th print. It's kind of a military themed print. We have a pin flag from the golf tournament with a year on it that we frame and auction off every year. We've got four NASCAR tickets with credentials, which get you into the pits, right down where the pits are, where the cars come in and make their pit stops. I believe it'll even get you into the driver's meeting beforehand. We've got a three-night stay and a $200 gift certificate for Cragen's in Brainerd. We've got, there's Twins tickets. There's a number of things. We've got another 55-inch TV flat screen that we're going to auction off. There's a guitar and case that's got the NSDQ symbol. The NSDQ is Night Stalkers Don't Quit. That's the Night Stalkers motto. And we've got T-shirts for sale, hats, visors, and all of the money raised for all of the auction items, anything that we do that day, all of that money goes towards the scholarships that we give out.
That is absolutely awesome. Again, the event coming up this Saturday at Greenlee Golf Course. And Don, I should ask, do you have someone that is the auctioneer? Do you have someone that does it every single year?
Todd Updahl has been the auctioneer for almost every one of the events. There's been a couple of years where, because of his job and things, that other commitments, he couldn't do it. But he's back again this year. And like I said, if he's out of the 15 years, he's probably done either 12 or 13 of those years. And I forgot something else. This year we've got two hole-in-one prizes. If you happen to get a hole in one on one of the par threes, we're going to use number 2 and number 13 at Greenlee. But on one of them, it's a hole in one would get you. This is sponsored by Dave Severson Ford. Would be an F-150 four-wheel drive truck. And on the other one, it's sponsored by Werflein, Chevy Buick, and GMC, and that would be a Silverado four-wheel drive truck. And that's something new that we haven't had in the past.
Okay, say that one more time for someone that might have missed it, because that's a pretty good prize. Repeat that one more time.
Okay, we have a hole-in-one event this year. So on one of the par threes, hole-in-one would get you Ford F-150 four-wheel drive truck, and that's sponsored by Dave Severson Ford.
Wow.
And on the other par three, because this is a nine-hole event only, there's a par three on each front and back nine, so people only play front or the back. So.
Okay.
But other par three is if you would get a hole-in-one, you would get a Chevy Silverado four-wheel drive truck. And that is sponsored by Werflein, Chevy, Buick, GMC here in town.
And you said this is the first time this has been a part of the event. So this is brand new for all the golfers that maybe have competed the last 14 years.
Right. Yep.
Wow. Well, good luck. That would be that would be awesome if someone was able to hit a hole in one. That is. Thank you to those two dealerships for sponsoring that. Now, Don, if someone wanted to go online to get more information, we've talked a lot about the event, but maybe they wanted to look up more at a later time this afternoon. What's the best way to get all the info that we talked about online?
CoreyGoodNature.com. I think we have three different – I wish I would have known you were going to ask this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can look it up online, too, and share with people.
I don't go online. But CoreyGoodNature.com, I think, is one. Maybe CW3, CoreyGoodNature would be another one. I think there was three different ways you can get it.
Okay.
We also have a Facebook page, and I don't do that, so I don't know what that Facebook address is. But I think you can get pretty close if you just put CoreyGoodNature in there.
I apologize for putting you on the spot, Don. That was my bad. Sorry about that. Again, Don Goodnature talking about the Corey Goodnature Memorial Scholarship event, again, going on this Saturday, June 26th. I'll look up online and give everybody the exact website to make sure they're going to the right place to find out all the information they need to know. Don, thank you so much. This great event, again, like you said, in memory of Corey and everyone that lost their life that day. Again, God bless you and your family. Weather, stay away. We need nothing but sunshine on Saturday. And thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.